whether or not, I mean, I do get that I want you to daven. I want you to daven in yeshiva. But I've asked you to daven in yeshiva. If you can't daven in yeshiva, so you haven't been machneh yourself to me, so today you won't, first you won't be able to be mekabel what I'm saying. If somebody's not machneh, I won't be able to mekabel. So that's the idea of the emov. Emov is a person who's sitting there with emov. His rebbe, so whatever his rebbe says is going to be more valuable. He's going to appreciate it more. And Yira, that's the sixth one of the Kinyan. So Yira, they have to have your Shemaim. Chaim Melozhin says that the Kohen Gadol going to Beit HaMikdash, he says it's an Emor, the Kohen Gadol going to Beit HaMikdash and to Kodesh Kodashim, only once a year he could do that. He could only come into where the Shkinah was once a year, with the whole Mahalach, how he did that, and the Pachad Mavis he hasn't going in. And we're able to sit and learn, and the Arav Amos of Halacha, that's where the Shkinah is. So what we're learning with the Ubayin Shalom. It is a person learning the Shkinah there. So we should have this Emor, because really, with the Ubayin Shalom there, and here I explained in Nefesh HaChaim, HaChaim Lozhin explains that a person before he learns has to learn Musa, has to get Yiras Hashem, and he has, even if in the middle of learning you suddenly feel a bit of a rifyon, you can close up your Gemara and take out a Musa Sefer and also give you that chizuk that you had at the beginning of your learning. So those are the two for today, Emor and Yirah. Emor is to have either fear of your Rebbes or fear of your Rebbein Shalom, two different Shalom, and Yirah is Yiras Hashem, and the Tzokin is in the first, somebody's got Yiras Hashem, is Zecha to Torah. All right, back to Arei Sochim. We're learning Daf Kuf Beis Omer Beis. We had Machlokes, Rav Yosi, and Rav Yehuda. We saw yesterday that Rav Yehuda holds that you have to stop your meal. You have to start again. That's Rav Yehuda's shita. You have to start a new meal. Masikin, you have to stop your weekday meal and start a Shabbos meal. The study between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi is how to define a Shabbos meal. Contrary, you see, a Shabbos meal is what you eat on Shabbos. So then I have to start the meal of covered Shabbos. If you eat on Shabbos, that's a Shabbos meal. The thing again, the contrary, if you do that, no. The meal has to be started the covered Shabbos. So then if you're eating on a weekday meal, you'll have to stop and start again. So then we have the machlekes now in Rav Yehuda, do you bench first or do you make kiddush first? Let's just test to be sure, let's see if he knows what's going on. What shit is about? Do you make bench first or do you make kiddush first? Make kiddush first? That's right, indeed. Very good. As a Rashbam holds, you make kiddush first and then you bench. And then the Rashbam brings another kiddush that says that you bench first and you make kiddush afterwards. And what were the svaros? What were the svaros for either one? So why the Rashbam told us that you make kiddush first? The reason why the Rashbam said you make kiddush first is because Kar kiddush halov Shagia Shas Kiddush. Those are his words. Shagia Shas Kiddush. Shagia Shas Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush first. We have to see really what that means. We had one shot which was suggested because you can't eat. We have to see if that's really the shot. Shagia Shas Kiddush. Yeah, that was one shot that was suggested. Yeah. And why do you have to bench first? Why do you have to bench first? Because we want Kiddush to be. No, that's the Rashbam didn't tell us why. Rashbam didn't tell us why you have to bench first. We'll get you there. Yeah, just because we want to finish that meal, and then I'll make kiddush.
Yeah, but what comes first? I mean, the time to make, because he's already eaten, so that bench also is right in front of him.
Right. So that's the side of which one comes first. Both of them are mutalonim. Which one? So let's see, say some now. Risha in the email of. We'll see about that. Risha is a good aura. Risha in the email of Birkas Hamazim. Says Tesis, Lahastik. Rishon Tesis says the other shot, not the Rashbam shot. Lahastik. Rashini Omer of Kiddush Hayom, Somos of the Shabbos. So Tesis is the same as the second Malach. The reason why we make Kiddush second is because you want Kiddush to be next to the Shabbos. Don't make Kiddush beforehand. make it a second, so we should have kiddush before Sudas Shabbos. Okay, so the gears to do off the shop here, going to this gears is very good. Oh, the Mashmal El, the Mastik, the Yudha, Bakir Sulchan, Kedim Kiddush. Dafko from the base, we saw that if Yudha holds, you have to do Akshir HaSulchan. Before you make the second Kiddush, before you make Kiddush, you have to take away your table. Why? Why do you have to take away your table? Where are we now? Where are we or where did it say? Go from this to the top of the page. Yeah? It says, my mastik and love like you, Sulcha. If you're the holes, you have to be oike the Sulchan when you bet. So before you make kiddush. So that is, why should I be oike the Sulchan before I make kiddush? What? Kiddush? Why do you have to be oike the Sulchan to make kiddush? Oike the Sulchan means you remove the table to make kiddush. Why do you have to do that? Says, I understand now. Because since you have to bench before you make kiddush, so we take away the table to bench. Because whenever they bench, they took away the table. That's Gemara's case. In Brachas, and before they bench, they need to remove the tables. So Mela, I understand that the Gemara there says, if you're the old, you have to make a new kiddush. You have to take away the table before you make the kiddush. You know why?
He holds your bench first.
Because you bench first, you have to take away the table before you bench. I'm amazed then you do kiddush after that. No, that's just the mahalach of Yehuda. You end the first meal, you bench, and then you make kiddush for your next meal. So Yehuda says that you have to take away the table, he was referring to the benching part. Oh, very good, yeah. We'll see in a second, is that on that point? Aval Svarim, the girls say, I'm coming to the Svarim. I'm sorry, the girls say, you come to the other Gersa, the Rashbam's Gersa. They're saying, they may love Kiddush Ayoyim. They're saying, you make Kiddush. Betaimus in Yachalitim, because there is a Muslim, but Kiddush. Now the Rashbam tells us the reason why you have to make Kiddush first, says this is because you won't be able to drink the cup of wine otherwise, as if it's a Muslim. To take the things that the reason, the son didn't say very much. All he said was, Higiyah Shal Kiddush. Didn't tell us very much what that means. But Satan tells us it means what? That I won't be able to drink the cup of wine of the Birchus of Muslims, so I have to make Kiddush first. So according to that meaning, first you make Kiddush and then you do the Birchus of Muslims. So why are we Oikah? Because I'm not in the air. The Mastikin and Yudabakir, Sotan Kaidim Kiddush. How did we know over there that we take away the table before Kiddush? Disclaimer, if you bench first and then you make kiddush, so you take away the table for the birth of the Muslim, so we understand that. But if you make kiddush first and then you do birth of the Muslim, so why is the Gemara then that Kufam Adveh imply that you take away the birth of the table before you make kiddush? There's no sin you have to take away the table before you make kiddush. Right? That's the cash of this. The main of this is that I hold my shot in the right shot. The first you do birth of the Muslim, then you do kiddush. Now understand why you take away your table. That's the point of faith. Well, why do you have to? Why do you have to take away your table before you make kiddush? Why? Well, benching you do, because benching is a siluk of eating. So siluk of eating, part of the person as well, and that's what in the Gemara saying, process is used to take away the table. It's a good aura. It's in the Shining Hills of Prophets. It's a good aura we're asking. That there's a din, you have to have bread there while you bench. But maybe it doesn't have to be on your table. So it has to be in the room there. But there's a good aura. But that's why the whole halakha of making brach and desserts is because of this. Because since they used to eat, take away the table, and then bench. So as soon as you finish your main course, if you now want to have desserts, that's where the asylum is now, making you brach on that. But So that's reversed, and that's how they used to bench. They used to remove the table and bench. So Mela, so it's the data, I now understand what's going on. If you say that you first bench and then you make Kiddush, so understand why it says you take away the table first. Hey, if you make Kiddush and then bench, so why should you take away the table first?
Because we're all having made around the same
panel. Oh, very good. So it's from the Kuf on the Dalet, says basically what you're saying. Says in the Kuf on the Dalet, says that this is the Masmas speaking. Remember that place we learned it in the beginning of Avich Sofim, I'm speaking Shabbos, Perish Ba'a Kiryat HaSulchan, they would take away the table. For the Mokach, the stomach like the Gemara, on Kuf Amad Beis says, the Haim, who says, says this, she move off Beis of the Muslim. Kedetanya the Kamon, Rishi, name of Beis of the Muslim, first make Beis of the Muslim, so you take away the table first. Where he then, the Sarek HaSulchan, the Beis of the Muslim, Kedama, prepare Kates in the Mokach. Like it says in Brochus, they would take away the table first. What does it say there? To Sinek, take away the table, also Malafi, and not at eat more. It's very good. So they would take away the table before you bench. Then Pesha says, that's why it says soon that you're the homes. You need that Kiryas Shulchan. Why does Yehuda say you need that Kiryas Shulchan before you make the new Kiddush? Because you make this the Moshe first. What about the Apigista? Considering the ghost in the Kamon, Rishon, Omer, Lov, Kitashayoim, according to the Apigista, that says the first you make Kitashayoim, Vishayini versus the Mothan. So now you have a question, why did you have to take away the table before you make Kiddush? There would be a Kiddush for Kiddush, today, the Hapsik, to make the Hapsik of the new meal. And I said, Kiddush, Oyst, the Kaidem, would be the Alphanishis, Kaysab, the Mulva, and Beloy Kiddush. He said, that's the reason why we take away the table, is to break up the meal. And really, we now have to make Beloy Mulva. But in order to make Beloy Mulva, we have to do Kiddush first. So maybe we're going to do make Kiddush first. So we take away the table to break up the meal. We make Kiddush in order to be able to bench. And then, Peace off, and this is the case of the Mulva, and Kiddush. This is the thing where everyone wanted to point out. Since the Kiddush and Birth of the Muslim is being done in one moment and together in one setting, and it's not right to be mastic between the Kiddush and the Birth of the Muslim, so maybe they would take away the table for the Kiddush in order to be able to get to your Birth of the Muslim. So really, according to Tatus, he's answering this question. Why would they take away table according to Abuja? The answer is, because the din, you have to start your new meal. And starting a new meal requires you to end your first meal. Ending your first meal requires you to take away the table and bench. So I have to take away my table in order to bench, in order to start my new meal. But in order to bench, I have to make Kiddush. So I take it away before the Kiddush, not to make estrogen, the Kiddush, but the Muslim, and then you'll start your new meal again. So Tosis, their answers really, Tosis, they now answer this question. So to be the second Tosis. Tosis said that the main shot Tosis went is, at first you say, Birchas HaMazon, and then you make Kiddush. First make Birchas HaMazon, then you make Kiddush. Why do you first do Birchas HaMazon? Because we want to make Kiddush to be with the Shabbos meal. We want the Kiddush to be with the Shabbos meal. And which one of the meals is the Shabbos meal? The second one. So we want the Kiddush to be with the Shabbos meal. So first do Birchas HaMazon, then you make Kiddush. And now it fits in very well why we take up the table before Birchas HaMazon. Because that's what you do. You do Birchas HaMazon first. According to the other Gusa, we first make Kiddush and then we do Birchas HaMazon. Why do we do it that way? Says Taisa. Why do we do Kiddush first and then Birchas HaMazon? So you can drink the Birchas HaMazon. In order to be able to drink the Birchas HaMazon, you have to first make Kiddush and then do Birchas HaMazon. Why would they take the table away before that? Taisa here doesn't have a shot for that. Over there, Taisa says because we needed to get the Birchas HaMazon. Really, we needed to split up the two meals. You do that by taking away a table, and then you'll say Birchas HaMazon, and then you'll bring a new one for a new Shabbos meal. But we didn't want to have that because you're going to kill the Muslim, so the Meida, we did it first.
So you have to bring your Shabbos meal. You bring your weekday meal. You need to make kiddush on the Shabbos meal. That's the whole point of review. Bring kiddush on the Shabbos meal. But there's a very strong question on Facebook.
You can't drink the cup. Even though you're drinking the Kiddush, because we relate this, the Goyim speaks this out. We are growing, Rishayin Aleph speaks out that we relate this meal, the drinking, to the meal. And the meal is the weekly meal. But that's why Rabbi Yehuda, because of this year, it was hold off. So, yeah. There's a strong question of this like this. I don't know if, I'm sure you all remember that we learned we have to bring out a meal the Kavod Shabbos. Remember? To bring out a meal the Kavod Shabbos. It's a meal. Let's say the question first. The question is, place the very bothered. Why would they take away the table before kids? So you still have to understand it. Please don't make it to the Muslim first and understand. But if you still make it to the Muslim first, why take away the table before kids? So the possible answer is, isn't that a possible answer? You take away the table to bring it, the Kavod Shabbos. To bring it out, the Kavod Shabbos. That's why you take away the table. You take away the table and you can make kiddush and bring it out, the Kavod Shabbos. One of the halachas was of, Moshe, you missed this, but we learned last month that Alpiyeka halacha, you would make kiddush without a table in front of you. And then they would bring the table in afterwards. So maybe that's the possible shot. Why do you bring in the table afterwards? To bring in the food of the Kavod Shabbos. I made kiddush, and here's now my Gevurah of Shabbos food. So maybe that's the possible shot. Why do you take away the table before kiddush? In order to make kiddush and bring out your food, the Kavod Shabbos.
We're going to Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to make kiddush and you, in the middle of the meal. So we're about to say that. Why do you have to take away the table before kiddush? I'll tell you why. You take away the table before kiddush so that once you make kiddush, you can now re-bring it out the Kavod Shabbos.
After you say Berachas Hamazon for the old meal.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, after you make kiddush, it's not funny when you bring out.
Yeah. Well, you put kiddush and
you make kiddush
together.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So the answer that's the moment.
It's too close.
Yeah, it's too Christmas. But the idea, I need to bring out the Kavod Shabbos. Taste it to those of the Yakov Shabbos to bring out the food of the Kavod Shabbos. So why shouldn't we do that? Hear the question, rabbis. There, we learned last time that when you come home, you don't have the chalas on the table. Or you meant to grumble and say, bring out the chalas, you meant to get kiddush and bring out the chalas afterwards. So we learned to make marriage, but it seems to apply that out. You make kiddush and bring the chalas afterwards. Definitely when they had small tables, you make kiddush and you bring the table afterwards. So, what place is bothered about why do you take away the table before you make kiddush? You take away the table in order that you can re-bring it out after you make kiddush. Right? You should be on our Shabbos. Discussions are asked by the Mashal. And the answer is? Very good. I'm sure I was ready for you. We learned earlier in the Gemara that if the table was already there, then we pour his mouth and we don't take away the table. If the table was already there, you cover it, you make kiddush, and then you just uncover it. So don't tell me that you're taking away the table in order to re-bring it out the Kavod Shabbos, because you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Because if the table's already there, all you do is cover it over. So if you do this, you have to collapse the table, it must be because the Brit is a Muslim. Must be because the Brit is a Muslim. Therefore, so it's asked, why do you have to do it? You're making kiddush now. So there's an akami to break up a meal, and you don't want to break up and make a half stick between the kiddush and the Brit is a Muslim. Chabed et
ha-shulchan.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way they were doing it.
They didn't have their meal. They're not mentioning it.
They're
not mentioning
it. They're not mentioning it. They're
not mentioning it.
Right. Also,
why do they have to take away before bed? Before
what?
Why do they have to take away before kiddush? They didn't remember chabad, they would take it away. Chabad means to clean up. They would take it away. Take away completely.
They were
small tables.
Small tables. They had a centerpiece.
They had
small
plates.
Remove the plates.
They would remove the tables, yeah.
Yeah.
They would all have individual tables and they would remove the tables. Yeah. We know why they take away the table. We know why they take away the table. They take the table away because when they bent it, they take away the table. That's why they took away the table. So they've got a question, why do you have to take away the table before making kiddush? There's no such halacha. When you make kiddush, you don't need to take away the table.
And why are they taking away the sashimi? Why do they take
them
away from
mention? From mention?
Yeah.
They're not eating anything.
So what?
They're not eating
anything. They're taking afterwards. Why are you taking it off? Why does it have to be that and then mention? French. And then they're going to
mention. Okay. I have your answer then. That's what? So that, what do you want to prove from that? Okay. But there's no thing before kiddush to do that. It doesn't before mention because you're not planning to eat anymore, so made it. There's no thing by kiddush to do that. So made it, why do you have to do that before kiddush? Is that? There isn't such an offer. Only by mention it says. There's no such an offer before you make a bracha, you have to make sure that the table is clean. So why should I do that? That's Lisa's question. Why do you have to do it? So we saw there, if you want to be mechadded it a little bit, Lisa there is saying that the reason why you break up the table is to break up the meal. And that's really what Rav Yehuda was mechayev us to do, to break up the meal. And the reason, and that's why you break up the table. And then, by me making, the reason why I'm making kiddush is just in order to be able to drink the cup of the person. Right, no, quick question. Here's Shulchan
and of course Mapa, the same effectiveness.
Yeah. That's what, if you have the table ready there, then first Mapa is
done. Yeah. Just like if you took the table away.
Right. Yeah.
But isn't that saying, that viewpoint is saying that you have to make kiddush in order to make the table home. That's kind of then like a display. Oh, I'm finishing, you know, it's just diminishing the kiddush. It's just a technicality. In order to be the bench, I have to make kiddush.
But I have to make kiddush because it's a Shabbos. Why are they making it first and not after the Beis Hamikdash? Why aren't they putting it together with my Shabbos meal? Because otherwise I wouldn't be able to eat, drink the wine of the Beis Hamikdash. We're restrained by the halachas. That's what halachas tells us too, because we can't drink the Beis Hamikdash than halachas. And here you are, you're bothered about
like
making use of the kiddush more than yeah.
Why is there that purpose for
why is there not enough to spread out the tablecloth? Why do we, in order to bench?
Yeah.
In order to bench. I think that's also where Mosta the second was being right here.
The first.
Yeah. Right. And that being right maybe I didn't answer you correctly what I said to you. According to you though, we have to break up the meal. Breaking up the meal requires us to bench. Benching requires to take away the table. Benching, that's what they used to do. They used to not cover over the food for benching. Covering over the food is to make kiddush. But for ending a meal would include taking away the table. So Mela, that's what they would do. They would take away the table and order the bench. That's the mind by case involved. Why that was the custom, we could learn there.
That would work for refuse.
We're not
going to review
them. We're not going to review them.
He can take away the spot. He
get back. But if I'm trying to connect you to the scripture, and I'm going to be eating all the way, and after the meal, I'll do this, and I'm going to include it. I should have a remnant there. Take it away and say, where's your Shabbos meal? What was it? What was it? Well, it's in the kitchen. It should stay there for me to do the Kiddush at the end of Rav Yosef.
Kiddush, the din I have to have kiddush from Kusuda is the mokrim. Oh, there you shop and take kiddush. When you act, you should make kiddush. Or when you're going to, you should make kiddush. But you don't need the food there at the time. Improve it, the Gemara says that when they used to make kiddush, they didn't have any food in front of them. And then they would bring the food out. So why can't we say it? It's just the meal was just there.
And
how late is it? An hour later? You're making things up.
I'm saying you have to do it immediately.
Yes. Well, the kids are welcome to that. To be with, together with the meal. Either just before or just after. That's together with the meal. Right? What we have to take out of Tesis is, so the last half of Tesis maybe we can do a bit in a short while. So what we have to take out of Tesis is the Svaris. Tesis gives us Svaris. The other version, the last time, didn't see Svaris. But Tesis gives us Svaris. Why one way is better than the other way. And what does the two Svaris do? So why should I make better the model before Kiddush? What is this, why should I make better the model before Kiddush? What is the Svar for that?
Because you're taking it with
the why does make us on the
book of this? It's a meal.
So to make us divide the meal. It's not a straw that says it. Why does it do better than Muslim before Kiddush?
So
Kiddush should be connected to my Shabbos meal. The Bech is not a fast, then Kiddush, I should be able to connect the Kiddush with my Shabbos meal. That's the reason. And why is the Svar the other way around? Why did I do Kiddush
before Bech is the
mother? Review them. And why should I do Kiddush before Bech is the mother? In order to be able to drink the... So we're able to drink now. So now let's see the run. Let's see the run.
On the page when you do it, you might have brought a red upper. Then you page. And right now the brought a red upper on the second half.
No. Good side, very good side. Very good side. Yeah, Lalo Ramayza, if you now want to drink another cup of wine in your meal, contributory, the Kiddush for the Mosin, and then you're having a new meal, and you want to drink wine, and then would you make a new bracha?
Mm-hmm.
Right, fair enough.
No, you don't. You should take
you
should
make
it. You
mentioned
you
would
come
with your wine
as
well.
There's a hefse. So, very, very interesting China. Interesting China, which I think you do. But I can hear you can argue that. But I think that of course Bechel Mazon can pot up the wine as much as I was planning to drink more wine. So I didn't want my Bechel Mazon to pot up that wine.
But I'm also arguing on the paper that the Mazon probably making another drop on that. It's like a very good profit on tea. So you take another cost for paper the Mazon on that cost. You make it for a very good
profit. That's what happened.
Okay, let me think about that. Very good aura. So that's season round. That's very good. That's a good aura. Faithishan email of Kiddush Hayoyim, Ashin email of Bechus HaMazin. Do review them. You see this round? From page Chaf on the beat in the Chaf Pei Harif. Faithishan email of Kiddush Hayoyim, Ashin email of Bechus HaMazin. Do review them. If you did it on me, so Oma, Mafsik and Shabbosis, Vafsokso, which way around did the Rashbam have? Did the Ram have, sorry? He learned like the Rashbam. The Ram learned like the Rashbam. First make Kiddush and then you do verse the model. So why? Why should you do it that way around? If you did it on me, Oma, Mafsik and Shabbosis,
Pasuk is the Ainu Birchas Hamazon. Which is out in the Mavo. For the Pichoch, says the Rashbam, says the Ram, Pichoch, Kedim Lo Kiddush Hayoim. Why do you do Kiddush first? K'moy Shehu Goram Lo. Because it was going in this. The Kiddush is what's going in this. Meaning, why is it I'm stopping my meal? Why is it I'm benching now? Why can't I continue my meal?
Because the kids are going to bring the Shabbos.
Because now Shabbos, right? So the Shabbos is causing me to bench. Ah, if the Shabbos is causing me to bench, then I have to make Kiddush first, because the thing that caused me to bench should be mentioned first. He brings a raya from a similar case, where there's big machlekes b'shama and b'tilel about the order of Kiddush. Do you make Perpi Agopen before Asher Gitzom and B'seis Tov Rav Samanu? Or do you make Asher Gitzom and B'seis Tov Rav Samanu and then you make and then you say Perpi Agopen? So b'tilel hold that you make Perpi Agopen first. Why? Because the wine is what's helping me to make Kiddush. I need the wine to make Kiddush. So then you mention wine first. The goyim, the thing that caused the Kiddush to happen, you mention first. So says the Ram, who are they? I'll say the same regarding Birchas Hamazon. What's causing me to say Birchas Hamazon? Shabbos. You have to mention Shabbos first. Maybe make Kiddush first. I have a new reason now. A new reason in the run. 1 second, I'm sure you're very excited. A new reason in the run why you make Kiddush before Birchas Hamazon. Not be in order to be able to drink the wine. That wasn't the reason. The new reason why I make Kiddush before Birchas Hamazon is because what made me do Birchas Hamazon? Why am I doing Birchas Hamazon now? Just the Shabbos. So you have to mention Shabbos. You do Kiddush first and then you say Birchas Hamazon.
You did mention Shabbos before you drink the wine, and you also mentioned Shabbos, you know, sort of the Shabbos. Yeah. You didn't eat during Shabbos, did you? Well, I'm kidding, it was finished. You drink Shabbos, or just the Shabbos? I don't know. I didn't eat Shabbos. Well, I'm sure they don't know if you do, and that'd be interesting. We'll see if he's right or wrong about that.
But it may not be do. But think, the Ram told us the new Mahala, why do you make Kiddush before Birchas Hamazon? Because the Kedushas Hayoim was going in the Birchas Hamazon. So you have to make Kiddush. Does anyone remember any other Rishon saying something like that? Taisha says the reason is because otherwise you wouldn't be able to drink the wine of the kid of the best of all. Which is not the reason of the Rashi. The Rashbam said, you make Kiddush first, what was his words? Bisha Kiddush Hayoyim. And he didn't explain himself. So someone said this day he means what Taisha said. No, I think this is what the Rashi is saying. Bisha Kiddush Hayoyim, it's now Yontif, it's now Shabbos. And Shabbos has been going me that I have to bench. So Shabbos is the one that comes first, you have to mention Shabbos. The Shabbos which came and forced us to bench, that is what is has to be mentioned first. That's the Malach of the Ram. That's the Rashbam as well. That's some is the Rashbam. That's the Malach of the Ram. If you're the whole that your Shabbos meal has to the meal that you have for Shabbos has to be what you eat on Shabbos has to be started to be eaten in the covered Shabbos. Yeah, so once Shabbos comes in, I have to now start eating. My beginning of eating for Shabbos has to be the covered Shabbos. You have to stop your first meal and start a new meal of the covered Shabbos. That's just as a view. Now the next Baal Ram we discussed already yesterday. Okay, we can do it again. Why not? If you eat the Ema, Eichim Meshet Nach Shetersach. If you eat the Pedigini Ad Shetersach, if you eat the Tamei, Don Eim Masik. If you eat the Hod, you don't need to stop. What in the story beit up in the Mishnah? The Beis says, "For what in and similarly the story beit the Beis would permit up in the Mishnah, even after it got dark." Hello, Mishum. But since Rabbi Yehuda Matzir, since Rabbi Yehuda needed lapsik to stop Mishnah Kiddush Hayoyim, once the day was the Kiddush, Ba'ayno Koydim says the Gechavim, and that's before nightfall. The Beinas Moses Mikri Kiddush Hayoyim. Then a shmoset is called Kiddush Hayoyim, because the mukach would become the brachas. So therefore, Beis said, not going to be Beis Yad Shetashach. If Beis says you can keep going even after being a shmoset, even until nightfall. Rather than again, and even after that as well. Fine, it's gomach kaitishin kolemim gomri. If you finish the meal at night, you'll make Kiddush then. And if not, eichlim meshesin hashigmu, you'll finish it. You'll carry on eating until you finish your meal. Right, okay. That was Shittas Ran. They said it's very important to remember the Nekudas Machlekes between Shittas and Iran because it's going to be more dik enough to minister us. Shittas says the reason why you make Kiddush first before Mechus and Malzen is just a mere way to enable you to have the wine of the Mechus and Malzen, and Iran says it's not the reason Mechlan. The reason why you make Kiddush first is because it's just the same shame. That's why. That's why.
The reason we're doing it.
It's what triggered the reason.
The reason, yeah. The reason why we have to stop is because we're going to really have to do it. Okay, let's see if now the reason.
It's possible that the rock doesn't have that reason. It would still help our church that the problem of drinking the wine is still forced by getting church.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'll tell you why. Faith has told us that if you make Kiddush, if you make Bechus Mazon, you won't be able to drink the cup of wine, and therefore you have to make Kiddush before that, right? There's two possible ways to argue on Tosfos. If we're not saying, does the Ran anyway not have to hold of the Svar, the rationale of Tosfos?
Tosfos is holding that same Svar.
Tosfos is saying that you need to make Kiddush in order to be able to eat, drink the wine.
The day, because we're in the day. That's the same type of Svar that says, that's why we're having to make Kiddush.
Yeah, he's saying different Svar. He's saying the reason is, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to drink the wine of the Bechus HaMasi.
Why? Because?
Because it's ready Shabbos.
Today.
Because it's Shabbos.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same underlying...
Yeah, everyone's asking, it's now Shabbos.
Yeah. Yeah.
The place says you wouldn't be able to drink the wine, and therefore you have to make Kiddush first. And the Ram says that's not the reason. The reason why you have to make Kiddush first is because that caused me to do better than possible. Mm-hmm. So now, what does the Ram do with the Svar of Tosfos? Why did the Ram have to find a new Svar? Why did the Ram have to find a new Svar?
Because of the words of Rabbi Yehuda. He's using the words of Rabbi Yehuda.
Now what do you see? Why did the Ram have to say a new reason why you have to make Kiddush first? Is anything wrong with Tosfos? There are two possible Svaras to argue with Tosfos. Again, Tosfos says, you may be able to hold them, but you're stuck, you won't be able to drink the wine. So make Kiddush before and then also be able to drink the wine. There are two possible ways you could argue with Tosfos.
Well, when Tosfos himself had another way to start, he himself tried to do another
way. Two possible Svaras.
Can you say that? Is that something similar to the Mishkuyas?
Huh?
To Ben Shalakos? Is that such a svara? I mean, I know that people are nice to do it, but... So would we change the order around just for that?
Tosfos and Kassim, it's a hester between the Kiddush and the meal. If you finish the old meal in between...
Family, when we have to drink a cup of wine! So two possible thoughts to argue with Jesus are, number one, so what? I'll drink a cup of wine afterwards. I'll bench. I'll make the dish, and I'll drink the cup of wine, I'm benching afterwards. Who tells me I need to drink the wine straight after the moment? Yeah? I'll make it on the cup, and then I'll put the cup down.
Right.
I'll make kiddush, and then I'll drink both cups.
I'm making on the cup, then.
I made it online. Is it din you have to drink it straight away after? What's on off if you make a din, if you make kiddush on a cup, and I'm not on a cup. Pensing on a cup, and then you go out, you want to read the book for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
then you drink the wine.
So that's why Hazal is so sick with your happen, then you do several of the problems.
It's part of it.
Same matter. Marvin? I'm not being Marvin, I can't drink the cup, so I'm going to make kiddush now, and I'll drink it.
I think that I can do like an
Israeli note. A lot of people do this part for Mr. Mother Shalashidis. A lot of people do. You do on a cup, stop and marry, make up dollar, and then they drink this cup.
Right.
And all people do it. So, who says there's something wrong with that? Church is also something wrong with that. So you could argue on that. You could say there's no din in the cloud that you need to drink it straight away. So maybe the whole cloud taste has gone out the window. Church is only asked to make kiddush, to make up dollar, to make kiddush first in order to be modern. In order to make better modern, not true, to be better modern. And then make kiddush. And much better that way, because the kiddush is connected to your meal. Much better that way. So therefore the run has come on the new straw. The run didn't agree with the straw chases. It's come on the new straw. The reason why I have to make kiddush first is because you're on the best of modern. That's one straw to argue with the straw chases.
What's the other thing? When you made the motor break up and you put it down, reading a book is one thing, which is an aspect of it. Taking another rough. Before you drink the wine, if you're putting it down to get your chair and picking up a reading is one thing, but if you interrupt with another drop, or how do you think we're
I didn't think maybe got enough. I said the best mother on a coat, put it down, then make kiddush, and then afterwards drink out of the cup. That's one man up to argue on Jesus. Again, the man up to argue on Jesus, nobody told me I need to drink a cup of wine straight away after. So it's all good. One could argue. The other way of arguing is, no, I'll make them two cups. The other way of arguing is that your holes. Well, Satan is telling me that I need to make kiddush first in order to drink it, right? The other way of arguing, I think I just put it in my mind a second ago. Yeah, the other way of arguing, there's no issue to drink wine before. I'm still holding my weekday meal. This is the modern is part of my weekday meal, and drinking the wine is part of that weekday meal.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's nothing wrong with me drinking this wine, because it's still connected to my weekday meal. You're not there to eat anything more. You're eating the kavod shabbos has now been started with the kavod shabbos. But yeah, I'm just finishing off for that. Carry on eating because whatever I eat now is clearly now for Shabbos, and for Shabbos has to be made with, has to break up your meal. But if I broke up my meal, I finished my first meal, and finishing my first meal requires benching and drinking wine. Maybe you could argue, you could make a case and say, that's not called eating a Shabbos meal, which requires you to break up your meal. I'm just finishing off my weekday meal, which I bench for. You could argue on that.
But if you're finishing off your meal, it becomes something of which you need to say a new bracha, the wine, benching. It's not actually simply finishing, it's actually doing some new and really helps.
Well, let me ask you a question this way. According to Javiati, if you're in your home, what do? You make, you finish your meal, you then make.
You're still on your meal. You can bench.
What did Javiati say?
You bench.
Javiati says you bench,
and then
you make kiddush. What happened to the ista? What happened to the ista of drinking before kiddush? Very good. So Rebbeisi is not difficult because Rebbeisi holds that there's no Easter. You're allowed to continue your meal. Now, one second. Rebbeisi holds you're allowed to continue your meal. But it comes to Rebbeisi. If I wasn't in the middle of a meal, I wasn't in the middle of a meal, and Kim Shabbos, am I allowed to eat before Kiddush?
No.
Chas v'chalila. But it's only because I'm in the middle of a meal. That's why. See, I benched the Rebbe. So I finished my meal. So what right gives me a right to drink the wine of Birkat HaMazon before Kiddush now?
Part of the benching.
Right? The answer is because it's connected to the meal. It's connected to what I just ate.
Mm-hmm.
I ate a meal, and I'm benching now, and connected to that meal, which I was allowed to eat. So I'm allowed to also drink wine, which is connected to that meal. So I would say there is a case to make for some Nelson Yudha like that.
Rabbi Yossi can also hold that you save the cup for later as well.
It places tells us in reviews of how you have to make kids first because you're not allowed to
write. Right.
So why make another machlekes? Has to be your thought that way. The answer is no. It comes to reviews. Yes, it's on the gear because as much you're allowed to eat your meal to the end of the meal. Birchas HaMazon is directly connected to that. So everything you drink is connected to that as well. And Mameda, your interest to drink to that kid is only after you finish that meal.
And you're brought up to the other.
That means after I finish that meal, including the mother and drinking wine,
yeah.
After that, that's when starts the Isra. So it would be mocking, maybe, to say, therefore, Radin, because the Yehuda, maybe the same thing. You could have possibly said this. Because the Yehuda, you're right, you can't start or continue even eating. You can't do that. But I have to finish while I was eating, I have to stop. Say that. But what's included in stopping? Included in stopping is benching. And benching, included in benching, is the wine. And the wine isn't part of that which I ate. It's not something new.
Right.
It's what I ate. And if so, there's nothing wrong in drinking that wine.
If you brought a bracha from Rishonah and a bracha from on that wine, which is connected, you are...
So you've seen a great deal, it's okay. Again, Rabbi Yossi says you finish the meal, you bench, you make the bergofen, and then you make kiddush. Maybe the Muslim, you drink that wine, and then you make kiddush. There's nothing on drinking before kiddush. The reason is, like Yossi said, because the drinking of that wine is directly connected to what you ate. You're not doing a new eating. You're finishing off what you ate.
So why do I have to sit for a break up? I'm not doing a new eating. There is a new... That's one that
doesn't matter. You're right. That's making you broken because you have to break a bit more in between. That's true. But the drinking of this wine is not that, wow, I'm starting something new. The drinking of the wine is a completion of what I ate. And that's okay. As long as it's connected to something which I was eating, that's okay. So you could say the same in Ibiza. Ibiza, you can't carry on eating. Because if you carry on eating, you're eating now something new, which is in the time of Shabbat has to be stopped. But if I could somehow connect it to what I ate, then I'm not doing something new. I benched, and I'm drinking now because I ate something. So that's directly connected to what I ate before. So maybe I could say that there's nothing wrong to drink the wine before chips.
But it's not the idea that you need to stop before.
It's the top of Venus Ross.
Right, you have to stop, that's fine, but also...
Now you have to bench. When you drink that cup, why are you drinking that cup? Because of history, or because you want to have something now?
No, because this is in the stuff that's a little bit needed.
Yeah, so this is learning that you're saying. I think that there would be a mocking to argue on this. So this is the thing that you're saying. It's learning, no, come night, there's an issue to eat, drink anything more. But only industrial abuse, that does abuse not. But there could be a mocking to argue on that point.
That would be mocking on the run.
And could be, that's why they're on, disagrees on the Svara of Jesus.
Well, if he held it, it was okay to let him
in. So he also did meal completing, which is during Ben Ashmoshas, is a continuous the weekend meal. Ben Ashmoshas, the theory of finishing would not include the same.
The table we'll have to talk about that, we're going to see in the Rosh. It's because the arm will see it now. So is that thing too far? I'll just repeat them just to be satisfying clear. Taita told us if you make Kiddush, if you don't make Kiddush, you're going to have problems drinking the cup of wine. So the Ram says a different Svara. Why didn't the Ram say the Svara of Taita? The answer is, very simple answer is, there's no din that you have to drink the wine straight after Birkat HaMazon. You drink the wine later. Therefore, make Birkat HaMazon, then make Kiddush, and then drink the wine. That's a very simple answer. There may be more deeper possibility, maybe, is that the matzah and Rav Yossi, we allow you to drink the wine even though you've already finished swimming. Because the drinking of the wine is not considered something new, but rather just a completion of what I had. It would be mocking to say the same thing in Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says you can't continue eating. That's something new. You have to stop and make kiddush. But if what I'm drinking now is because of what I ate, then maybe that's not called something new. And the mele, there's nothing wrong to drink that wine. If I'm drinking something new, who gives you a right to drink? But if the reason why I'm drinking is of a bench, I'm benching what I ate. So mele, this is directly connected with what I ate, and not on because something new. Maybe a reader would say that you are allowed to drink that wine. So we wouldn't say this to our Tzaitzis. Said the reason why I have to make kiddush is because you're not allowed to drink the wine of Mitzvah Muslim. Could be you are allowed to drink the wine of Mitzvah Muslim. So maybe the Ram says a different story. As Reb Zev points out, Tzaitzis said a different reason. Tzaitzis holds that once it comes nightfall, you're not allowed to drink. Finish, you're not allowed to eat anything. Also, the Mela, you have to make kiddush first. But there's a mocking to argue on this point. So we're up to the rift. We have run out a bit of time. I want to at least start and point out the question. So he brings down the Gemara. And then he says, Hamasnitsa Kfarid Chaya. It's on the first white line in the Sutra Daf, and they have the paper. It is
fourth line.
Ha is the last word. Ha is the last line. Another 2 dots. Hamasnitsa Kfarid Chaya Lo. This whole Gemara, Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi, is irrelevant. It's already been pushed away. Why? Because the Omar Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, Rav Yehuda and Shmuel said, Ein halacha like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yossi. We don't pass him not like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yossi. What do we pass him? Christ, Mappa, Makadish. We pass him like Shmuel, that if you're in the middle of a meal, your prayer is mappa and your makadish. So what's not coming in now? What's not coming in whether you say first the modern version or the Kiddush first?
He
never takes the table away. He just cover it over. You have other things, if it's the modern, he makes it. If it's the modern, so why do we need this whole sugya? Rav Yossi would agree with the shit of Shmuel. Rav Yossi could agree to what Shmuel's halacha said. Shmuel tells me, don't be so maker like Rav Yossi. You have to be praised in Abba Mekadosh. So if you have to be praised in Abba Mekadosh, what does that tell me? That means that if I come Shabbos, so what I do, cover over a cloth, make kiddush, and go right there. So then you start about when you make the modern first, you make kiddush right.
You're not benching.
You're only benching later on. You make kiddush now. And then you din about that you finish your meal and then you make kiddush, then you make kiddush. No, you don't finish your meal. So the whole sugya is not relevant. The whole sugya is not relevant. As for Gesalda, Rav Yehuda says, you break up the table and you make kiddush, you make kiddush the first and you make kiddush the modern second. And Rav Yehuda says, you finish your meal, you finish your meal and then you make kiddush the modern and kiddush. So it's totally irrelevant, not the Gesalda. Because we ask him, if you're in the middle of a meal, you stop, you make kiddush and you go back. And then we ask him. So all sugars are not relevant.
So again, isn't that only the
concealment
of the
evidence? Shmuel didn't hold that way. Shmuel
held... Shmuel agreed with the
evidence. No, again. The Rashbam says that... We didn't see this answer well yesterday. The Rashbam says, Shmuel can't hold of a shitta, of a halacha, that no Tana would agree with. So if Shmuel tells us our halacha, it has to be some Tana would agree with our halacha. So what does Shmuel tell me? Where is Mabon Mekaz? Rav Yossi would agree that what you did is a very good thing.
Look at Pilos. But B'di'evad,
you could do it. That's right. Rav Yossi also, you could be going with the law. So Shmuel held you shouldn't do that.
Better not.
Not better not. Shmuel you shouldn't do that. Shmuel held
you shouldn't do
that. So the problem in arguing with Rav Yossi would be if I tell you our halacha that no one holds. Right? What happens if I tell you our halacha that you know that you need to have 2 revisions for kiddush? So no Tana holds that. How can I make that up? So if I tell you a halacha which fits in with one opinion, although I'm tempted to be more machmir than the other one, but then that opinion, that's not a problem. It's talking about that Yossi, the explanation Yossi gave yesterday was that it could be in the time of Shmuel, people were too mezalzel in kiddush. And if we let you continue eating your meal, you'll be mezalzel, maybe you'll even forget to make kiddush. So Shmuel said, I do not allow you to continue eating without making kiddush. I don't allow you. Allah promised, I'll tell you, you have to stop and make kiddush. Why? Because people that do the very results of kiddush. Could be that was his fault. So how can Shmuel tell me to do something which the Yoshi would say is wrong? The Yoshi said, you have to build the Muslim first and then kiddush. And Shmuel tell me you have to kiddush and then only after you're going to build the Muslim. So how can Shmuel tell me Allah, which because the Yoshi is wrong? Says Rashbam, no. If you're eating, says, well, you're doing is also good. I'm telling you, you can even go on. But what you're doing is also good. I'm asking what you're doing is also good. It might be even better. Right? Is better. Now, so may a small telling you, in my zone, I don't allow you to go on. You'll tell me a beast that you can't go on. Very nice, a beast that you can't go on. But I'm telling you, in my zone, I don't allow it. So what am I telling you to do? I'm telling you to do something that even if your AC says it's okay to do. So maybe you make kiddush now and then later on. That's what the Rashbam meant to do.
What Rabbi Yossi say, what Rabbi Yehuda said is okay to do?
No.
Why does he say that?
Would your AC agree to do that? Yeah. It's just a meeting. Might even be a brush into it.
So basically Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda are the same. In the list of Rabbi
Yehuda, you have to bet. You have to break up your meal. And Shmuel didn't say you have to break up your meal.
Okay.
So Shmuel definitely doesn't hold the Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay.
And Rabbi Yehuda definitely don't hold the Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yossi would hold
the Rabbi Yehuda. I can fit in with the Rabbi Yehuda.
They say Rabbi Yehuda would fit in with Rabbi Yossi and Shmuel would fit in with Rabbi Yehuda. Are you saying?
You mean can a Gracie hold of small of a good sin?
Yeah.
If you would do like a builder with a Gracie, say it's okay.
Yes.
It could be not because maybe it's a more change either. Why are you benching for no reason? If you ever tells me he has to bench, and the Gracie says he does. So it could be a bit of rough things here. And then you carry on in there, and you bench afterwards. Right. That fits in with the Shittas Rav Yossi. It doesn't fit in with the Shittas Rav Yehuda because Yehuda also needs to break up the meal. So it fits in with the Shittas Rav Yossi. Just Rav Yossi was much more lenient. He said, you don't even have to make kiddush now. But they're small, in my dough, I don't allow that. So what does he say? You make kiddush as a member of the mother. What was the stage that Rabbi Yossi said he has to do? There's no more than a kiddush. It sounds like he's not arguing with Rabbi Yossi.
And he also doesn't hold by Rabbi Yehuda.
Definitely doesn't hold by Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like he's arguing with Rabbi Yossi as well. Because if Rabbi Yossi, what you do first, you do best the mother first, then you make kiddush. That's what Rabbi Yossi says.
Of course, the opposite. Not work, right?
So then, so Shmuel saying not like him, not like him. So Shmuel can't make up his shitta. So I said, no, if you eat him with a degree, if you want to make kiddush in the middle of the meal, b'rak yourself. It might be even better to do that.
If you want
to, you don't need to. So Shmuel, I hope you do. I hope you need to. What are you going to tell me? I'm arguing on reverse here?
No.
Doesn't bother. But what are you going to tell me? I'm telling you the wrong order. I'm telling you first make kiddush and then birth of the mother. The Gracie would agree to that. The Gracie is not bothered about doing kiddush and then birth of the mother. You can do that. The Mela, I can tell you to do what I'm doing.
So according to Shmuel, what are we accomplishing by doing the Torah to Makkah? We're preventing people from eating, etc. What are we accomplishing by that?
Why are we stopping?
Why are you not putting us the improv on the food? That would be close to sinner.
Right. Why do we cover the food?
Why are you covering the food?
There's two dinars.
You have to cover bread.
There's two dinars. One thing Shmuel telling us, stop eating. You have to stop eating. Make kiddush. And part of the idea of making kiddush is you have to cover over the food in order to come out, the yakka the shasta. In order to bring out honor and shasta. So the first thing that Shmuel was telling us, which is the main point, is you have to be frozen alcohol, because you have to stop eating. Why do you have to stop eating? The higher grace says you can continue eating. Shmuel is more machin.
I'm saying stop eating. Some people stop eating. Hey guys,
Kiddush requires you to cover over the food before you make kiddush. And then afterwards, when I make kiddush, I can remove it.
We don't cover the salad.
Small thing was two things. Number one is stop eating.
Don't stop eating.
Number two is make kiddush. Kiddush requires you to cover the bread. So very smart on the couch.
So that we're saying we're throwing out the window of Mishnei Rusha. We're talking about only because of the man. We're saying only we're covering the bread because of the man.
Why is it man? I think because you're honoring Shabbos.
Honoring Shabbos?
Yeah. By bringing out the food to cover Shabbos.
But I'm putting it on the table already.
Right.
And the bread was already kind of.
Right.
So now we covered it up, and that's going to make it up. Ooh.
That's one of the reasons. Another reason could be, like you're saying, because of the law. A third reason could be because of the busha. Alright, one.
Busha is 3 reasons.
So long.
Busha, we say, is only reason we should
be 4 months. Very, very good, Aura. And the answer is, we said this last time, the answer is, why are you making kiddush on wine? Make kiddush on bread. The lechem sitting there, and you're going red in his face.
Why
did you miss me out? Make your own bread. I'm more costly than mine.
I understand
that's what Chazal did. But by doing that, then it's also in the bread. The bread's feeling himself, they've been served. He's meant to be the most costly. Why make him kiddush on wine? Sure, just to make kiddush now. Take it to someone who says, but someone holding the lechem.
Holding the lechem.
Oh, so do it on bread.
Do
it on bread. Do it with bread. I don't care about the world. What's the most costly thing? What's the most costly thing to use to honor Hashem? Tell me the most costly food and I'll tell you the answer. Bread. So use bread to honor food. So Hashem. Paris is. No, Chazal, one of the reasons is because Oynik shows you to use the two on wine. So the bread's feeling left out. So you cover it, so you shouldn't feel that. Even though you're not making a moat then, if you're covering, you shouldn't feel that. So we've really run out of time, so we'll have to continue tomorrow. But it's important to go through the Rosh. And yet Hashem, tomorrow is this Thursday really. So I want to be at Chazal.
The
wrist and then the rush. Right? And then the rush.